This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Big Muddy Film Festival celebrates 40 years on the campus of Southern Illinois University Carbondale and in the city as well. They thought we would talk today with some of the people behind the festival this year. Hassan Pitts is the executive director of the festival. He's also with the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at SIU. And Kalechi Agwuancha is a senior in MCMA. She's from the Chicago suburbs. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
As we gear up for Big Muddy Film Festival 2018, it's the 40th year. Hassan, for people who are not familiar with this film festival, what types of things can people see and do?
Well, the offerings this year, like many years, is incredibly varied. We have comedic offerings, narratives. We have suspense thrillers. We have experimental films that are sometimes more structural, sometimes more playful, sometimes very sort of provocative or introspective. We have documentaries that sort of range the experience of not just, you know, what happens here in America that people are experiencing, but also throughout the world. Our films are coming indeed from across the world. It's not just something that happens it's not just something that filmmakers from Southern Illinois might be creating. It's not something that just happens in America, but it's actually filmmakers from all over the world that have submitted and we're showcasing this year.
And this is a juried competition. It's something that, you know, could be a prestigious award for someone to win here.
Yes, yes. After 40 years, many, many filmmakers, you know, do recognize the Big Muddy Film Festival as being a competition space, not just, you know, a space for awareness, but to be sort of vetted. Every year we have three judges that come in from various areas of the arts and the industry to weigh in and sort of pick what they feel are noteworthy and award worthy.
And we should let people know, of course, that the film festival runs February 19th through the 25th. That's both on and off of SIU's campus. You can get more information on the Big Muddy Film Festival by going to their website. You can Google that or just go to SIU's website and you can find it from there as well. Kalechi, you're a student involved in this, one of the co-directors.
Yes.
What's the most important part of this in your mind?
The most important part is the outreach and just the community aspect of the festival. So we want to make sure that we're not only reaching out to just the members of the SIU community, but also to the members of the Southern Illinois community. So this year, again, like we do in the past, we are inviting many community colleges to come to the festival for free, of course. And we're also inviting the filmmakers from around the world to come. So with that, we just want to provide this opportunity for people to be introduced to something fresh, something new, a perspective that's not often shown at your typical movie theater. So,
for people who are familiar with film festivals, they might recognize things like Cannes, they might recognize Sundance or Tribeca. Big
right.
Muddy is in that group, I assume.
I would say that so. We are part of like the underground film festival aspect because we are noted by many filmmakers as being one of the longest around. So to be around for so long, yes, we've been remarked as so.
What would you say is most important about bringing that perhaps outside the mainstream narrative in a lot of these films? How important is it to bring that to an area here in the Midwest, in Carbondale?
I think bringing an outside perspective is incredibly important to promote inclusivity and also diversity within films, especially when you're seeing the same narrative within films, typically superhero films, romance things. But within our festival, we introduce independent films that are made by artists you won't have access to most likely outside of this festival, or that you won't know about until you come to the festival. And some of the filmmakers who have their films in the festivals, they come and they might have an artist talk. The jurors as well. These are prominent jurors who've won awards. For example, Okosua Owusu, one of our jurors this year, she was selected for an African movie award, which is basically the equivalent of an Oscar in Africa. Our juror, Tom Ludwig, he's an educator at Kalamazoo, and he was a Big Muddy Crew alumni, so he's done many things in Hollywood, New York, as a cinematographer, producer, things of that nature. And Ben Kalina, he works for Titmouse, again, another SIU alumni. And he's produced many different music videos and animated shows across the realm. So for Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Netflix. So we just have a lot of variety. We have a lot of options for everyone to preview this year.
Sure.
Yeah, actually, if I may just sort of add on to that is, being in the Midwest, being in Southern Illinois, there aren't that many outlets, public outlets. I mean, we can stream things, and we have, you know, unprecedented access in many ways. But at the same time, in a public sphere, to experience film as a group of people, I think it's really important not only to have these diverse perspectives, but to acknowledge that there are diverse perspectives.
Right.
You know, to open discourses. And I think that the great thing about a public venue, you know, having places, you know, venues all across the Carbondale area, is to allow people to come together and be able to actually experience these things together and hopefully have conversations around them.
Getting that conversation started. Unfortunately, we're out of time to continue talking about it, but the festival runs the 19th through the 25th, a big celebration on Friday night into Saturday and Sunday to celebrate the 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Hassan Pitts and Kalechi Aguancha are the co-directors. Hassan is the executive director of the Big Muddy Film Festival, celebrating its 40th year in Carbondale. Both of you, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Us.